The artist Tom D'Angelo has a new exhibition on view at Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in Easton. It's on view now through August 18th. Tom D'Angelo, Three Dots. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Previous exhibitions of Tom D'Angelo's work offered the viewer a more intimate experience through the use of small to medium scale pieces and a modest collection of constructed pieces. For this show, D'Angelo uses the larger scale of the space provided by Connections Gallery to exhibit pieces that pull the viewer in, not through their intimacy, but through the nature of their scale and the marks that lay open to view in the pieces. Graduate of Monmouth University with a cum laude Bachelor's of Art, Tom D'Angelo lives and works in Easton. His studio tucked in the back of the gallery called Our Garage Space that he and his girlfriend have been operating since 2011 at 43 North Sitgreave Street. Tom D'Angelo has participated in several group exhibitions, including Edge vs. Line, currently on view at the Grossman Gallery of Lafayette College. He also had a solo exhibition earlier this year, 33 Inches, at the Image Shop in Easton, and was a featured artist at J.P. Morgan Salon in March. Artist Tom D'Angelo.
I totally look at it as a process. Basically, I would lay these paintings on the floor and have this one attached to two braces. And I would drip paint off of it, and it would slowly run down. I'd move it side to side and back and forth. And after 15, 20 layers of paint, that piece started to become really awesome. And I couldn't wait to finish this to get that thing unattached and put it on a wall to look at it. So this has seen every one of these paintings. This made all of them. And now it's retired. It's on the wall. But that has all kinds of things to look at in here. Yeah. Even if I take the back side of it, it's awesome. I almost wanted to put a mirror behind it so somebody could see what's going on back there.
Do you think of yourself as an action painter?
Yeah, I do get into it. I don't like sitting down and kind of really focusing on doing one particular project at a time. Yeah, I would consider myself a little bit of an action painter, sure.
Now we got to talk about these, and these are photographs. Now, talk about this. Are these processed pictures, or is this a whole other thing you've bred?
No, these are four pictures, digital prints on a fine art paper. What happened was I made a painting for a drop cloth. I used an old shower curtain. So all this paint had been dripping off this painting and collecting on this shower curtain. Stepping back and coming back to the painting kind of looked like whatever. But then I noticed all these pools of paint collecting on this vinyl shower curtain. And I just got my camera and I took a few shots. I loved them. Able to refine the moment a little bit and say, this is it. This is what I made today. Forget the painting. These are great. And the prints came out beautifully. I couldn't be happier with them. And I think they definitely have what we were talking about. You step back from, you're not really sure what's going on. You kind of come up a little closer and you can see little things and you start to wonder how it was made, how it was done. What is it? What am I looking at? And that's fun. That's an immediate conversation with the viewer, regardless of what they think of the piece. I'm immediately engaging with them as far as presenting them with something that they have to take a second look at.
I mean, the beauty of an abstract, so all these are abstract, so people got to fill in the stories, and that's so great when you can make something that engages that wheel in the brain.
Yeah, and if you find a story, great. If you don't, you can at least see what we were talking about, that this is just a product of process and working and having fun with material and discovering little accidents and sort of tweaking everything to get towards something that you, I don't know, whatever it is that makes you work.
But it's nice with an abstract is that you have to provide your own story no matter what.
Well, I like that. I've always been drawn to abstracts. It's just, it frees me up a little more, and it's just where I'm at right now. I don't know if I'd continue it for the rest of my life, but that's what I do.
I love this curlicue. I love it's almost like a snail tail, but it has all these great stories as it's going along.
This was an interesting one. This was a bunch of paint that I had poured into a box that I constructed. And I took one layer of paint and let it dry and another one, and I kept doing it, essentially trying to make something else. And as that sort of failed, I abandoned that original idea and I just tried to dismantle the box. And when I did, I noticed none of the paint had dried. So I had this big wooden box full of all these colors of paint, and I knew when I took it apart, something crazy was gonna happen and fall out of there. So I made sure I got a nice wood panel that was all clean and ready to accept a good paint spill, and just disassembled the box, and out came this splattering of paint, and I just sort of guided it a little bit and then took it away, and that's it.
It looks very organic. It looks like it's alive.
I was so surprised at how well that came out. You know, these little highlights of this orange and all these little squiggles all the way up to that little drop. And that is it. That's what happens when you're just working, you know, and you don't know where you're going to go, and you got to just trust the fact, I'm going to make the right choices when I have to. I could have just let all that paint spill out and then cleaned it up off the floor. Instead, I got this piece, and I'm really happy with it, and that's what I like to do. Some of these little striations just doesn't stay that way from when it's wet to when it's dry. You don't know what it's exactly going to look like.
The artist Tom D'Angelo. His exhibition, Three Dots, is on view at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. It's on view through August 18th, and there'll be an artist talk at 2 p.m. on the 18th of August. For more information, Connections Gallery is 610-250-7627. They're also on the net at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. You're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.